These are the words of Levi Glatzer on the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal.
Who first come in contact or get knowledge of Rav Kotler?
I went to his house for...
Why'd you go there?
For the hair.
How'd you know to go to him?
Who didn't hear about him?
Where were you before?
Which yeshiva was before?
Yeah.
I was in the Nitra yeshiva.
The Nitra yeshiva?
Yeah.
In Mount Kisco?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay, how old were you then?
18.
18. Where were you before Nitra?
Before Nitra, I was in Eretz Israel in the Vision of Biyana Yeshiva.
Uh-huh. And before that?
I was in Tevedas.
In Tevedas. So what age did you go to Biyan?
I went to Biyan. Oh, I'm sorry, I said it to you in the wrong order. I went to Biyan after Lakewood.
Oh, after Lakewood.
Right.
Oh, so you came from Tevedas then?
No, from Tevedas I went to Nitra, and from Nitra I went to Lakewood.
So when did you go to Nitra?
To Nitra, what years?
Yeah.
I can't remember what years.
And approximately, how old were you?
I was about 16 when I went to Nitra.
And you were in Tevedas?
Yes.
Who's your Rebbe in Tevedas?
In Tevedas, I learned by Rav Shane.
Uh-huh.
Rav Shane. And let me see, there was Rav, what was his name? I forgot already. His last name was already. Forget him, that's the moment.
I was there
Shane
too.
Rav Shane was the last one, yeah.
Huh?
Yes, Rav Shane.
So he was the last one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, okay, then you went to Nitra. Who was your Rebbe?
Rabbi Brody.
Rabbi Brody, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, who was your Rebbe in Nitra?
In Nitra was Rabbi Yaakov Orenstein.
Orenstein, okay. Now, where did you learn about Rabbi Aaron at that time? How did you learn about him?
I don't understand the question. The whole world knows about him.
By the way, that's the answer.
That's the answer.
I'm not asking you for my own edification. It's for somebody who doesn't know. How'd you get to come in contact to get the fahe?
I remember calling, but who did I call to get me to? I don't remember how that happened.
I don't know. Okay. So where was it? Rabban was in Borough Park at the time?
Yes.
Okay. So you went to his house?
Right.
So somebody gave you an appointment, in other words?
I had an appointment with him, yeah.
Okay. So what was that like, the first time you met him?
Right. That was the first time I met him.
Yeah. Could you describe the experience?
Okay. That's the first thing I have that I want to tell you about, that you said I should take some notes.
Right.
Okay. The first thing that was interesting was that he told me to sit down.
Yeah.
On a chair.
Yeah. Right.
I looked at the chair.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sit on the chair because it had a hole.
Uh-huh.
So it was so interesting to me that he was so Eskatif and Devel, so Arangatin in Lenin and Taita, he didn't know what his own house was doing, and he wouldn't offer me a chair, I'm sure, that even though it had a hole in it.
Uh-huh.
So I was very uncomfortable to sit down. I remember the first impression that I got from him.
Yeah.
I remember doing the fahe that I mentioned something.
What was the fahe? What was it on?
Bubba Kama.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that, like, to me it seemed as if it was so unnecessary, you know, such an unimportant thing. It's the price or the zest. But to him it was so on the fingertips that right away, spontaneously, he said right away the opposite.
No, could you give me more detail? I don't understand what happened. What happened?
What? What
did you say?
Like, first of all, I said what it said in the Gemara about fun of a price or what it's after.
Yeah.
One of the two, I said.
Yeah.
So to me, it was so irrelevant. The main thing was what it says.
Right.
Not if it's a price or a zefta, because it's almost the same thing when you use a price.
Right.
What it brings it. But to him, it was so much on his fingertips that he automatically corrected me.
He knew exactly the detail.
It's not a bright, it's a sefta. It's not a sefta, it's a bright, you know.
Yeah.
It was so, and you saw he was so tired. He was late at night already.
I don't know what time it was,
but he was tired. He had his day already.
Yeah.
You saw how tired it was and how everything came to him as if, like breathing air.
Right.
That was the first thing that I wanted to tell you. That
right.
Amazing. A second thing, when I was already in the yeshiva.
Yeah. How did you get to the yeshiva from that fahe? What was the conclusion of fahe?
That I should come to the yeshiva.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
so, now, how did you get into the yeshiva now? How did you arrange yourself there?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, Einhorn. Who'd you meet and who took care of you? Who set you up?
I don't remember details.
Okay.
Everything went as natural.
Yeah.
But one time after a Shia, and I was a young kid, from the youngest ones there, Kamata, 18 at the time, and everybody was acquainted with Holach Yelech, as they say, and I didn't know, I was very innocent.
Yeah.
And he was, after he finished the Shia, and the Shia was full of Heslavis, gekocht.
Yeah. What was the Shia on?
That time it was on Masechta Shabbos. Anyway, so I went over to him right after the Shia, and he was sitting in his seat. After he went down from the bima to his seat, and he was shaking back and forth.
This is on 7th Street.
Madison.
It was Forest and 7th.
That was the first building. Yeah. And he was shaking, and I went over and I said to him something about the Rambam.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what's going to happen. All of a sudden, he flew at me.
Yeah.
He caught me by my collar, and he was shaking me. Don't look at the Rambam. Don't look at the Rambam. And I was trying to say, but I got so scared that I couldn't even hear what he was telling me because I was so frightened. But after that, we finished, calmed down, we sat down, and went away. And the guys were telling me, don't you know, you don't go over to him right after the Shia. So I saw what it meant. The Komarasa.
Yeah, it was just cooking.
That he was still cooking. It was unbelievable. The way his face was so red, and it was good. And he was like a youngster. You know, he was a man of his age. But he was like a youngster. He was jumping and cooking. And so I knew from that, you have to. He was telling me that was my first lesson.
Yeah.
You want to go over to him. You don't go over to him right after the Shia.
Right.
Go over another time.
But at least he didn't admonish you for saying something wrong.
First of all,
go ahead.
When you asked me about the admonishing, he wasn't that type, like you would say, like from other Gedolim, I don't have to mention names on the tape, but the big Gedolim, but they had that nature of admonishing. He didn't admonish. He only stuck to the topic.
He was focused.
Yeah. That's all. He didn't say anything personal, nothing personal.
Right.
Okay.
What other experiences? Yeah. Or observations?
Yeah. Another thing was...
What year was that?
What year could it have been? Let me see. Could it be... maybe you can correct me if you think I'm wrong. Could it be 60?
It can't be later than 62, because he was missing 62.
I was in Israel then, when he was by the Levi, when he was...
I was there too.
Yeah. So it had to be, let's say... 60, 61, or something like that.
So like a year before was Mister.
One second. I was there maybe more. Maybe 59, 60.
What Zman was it then you came into the Yeshiva? What Zman was it?
I remember the Bekama and Shabbos.
I mean, winter, summer.
I would say I would be having now a senior moment if I could try to remember exactly. That's already a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
A long time ago. Yeah, I can't answer that.
Uh-huh. You know, it was in the middle of the year, beginning of the year.
No, it was definitely at the beginning of his mind.
I mean, okay. Well, it could have been either L or...
I think it must have been either L or... Yeah.
Or ear.
Yeah.
But you don't have that claw.
Right, I can't have that again.
Yeah, okay. Who was your chavrusas?
Let me see, there was some Klein, some Bartons, the Barton family Klein.
I forgot what's the first name. Klein.
Yeah. Muncy.
Okay.
I had also Mendel Melamed was there.
Mendel Melamed?
Remember such a name?
For some reason I don't remember it. Where is he now?
He's in Borough Park.
What's he doing?
He must be retired now.
What did he do?
It could be he worked in a post office at some time. I don't know how long he was in that.
Mm-hmm. Mendel Malam, that's his name?
Yeah.
In Borough Park. Okay. I take that's how I get names.
Yeah.
Okay, so those were your chavrusas, Klein and Melamed. Okay. Shmuel Klein.
Nachazach was doing that the same way that by learning at the Zeifel Gekocht, the same thing by davening, by Krishma, if you would see how his face got red, it was also an amazing thing. If you looked at it at the time,
yeah,
he didn't have to do anything extreme, but you just looked at him, you saw redness.
Yeah.
And something similar to that, I can tell you also.
Did it take long to say Krishna, or was it fast?
No, it wasn't fast. No, everything was fast. Nachazach of the month, by a grandson, the similar to redness, he had a grandson of a Schwartzman's
right.
Einikel who had by a mitzvah.
That's Eliezer, no?
I don't remember the name, and I can't even remember where it took place, but I remember I was present, that I remember.
Yeah.
And somebody, I don't know who the speaker was, you know, the way the American custom is, I don't know if it's a... to me, I look at it like an American custom, but it became now...
Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman, I think that's who it was.
Yeah,
I think he's right now the Rosh Hashiva of Lakewood East.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, so you know, today the habit is by Abi Sheva Brachas and Abi Simcha, Meshabeach, the Mishpacha, and this and that.
Right.
When I was a kid, I don't remember hearing that, but that became the style. Anyway, by this bar mitzvah, whoever the speaker was, which I don't remember who, that he was Meshabeach Rabaran.
Yeah.
The Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah.
And he was so embarrassed, the Rosh Hashiva was so embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
By being hearing the shvachim, that it became so red that it reminded me of the Krishna.
Uh-huh.
But it means that the redness could be. I look at him in my seichel. That it means that if you look at the person, has Yiras Shemayim.
Yeah.
But besides that, but the main the thing is busha.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So this busha, you saw what it was when he was so embarrassed that somebody was saying that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's an Achazach.
Yeah.
An Achazach, I remember, he was, I don't know if it was called by a Moshe Shmuz, but I can't remember for sure if it was the Yortzeit or not of the Shver of his Zalmans.
Yeah.
So he mentioned, he was talking about Chesed.
Yeah.
So what it means to do Chesed, that we look at it, it means money-wise or physical-wise, whatever.
Right.
But he was saying that the Shver had gedrikt the Chidushei Ramban.
Right.
So he said that's the chesed that in Torah.
Right.
That you're being matchvis the chedushim and the things from somebody else. So he taught it in a term of chesed.
Uh-huh.
And then he ties a pasuk. He said, "I'll call you over the mishpat. I'll call Nelam."
Yeah.
It's like vadra, whatever. So he said that, for instance, Rashi. Rashi. Made his parish on the Gemara, like the Mazog.
Right.
Okay, so the Ramban learned it, and because he had his Havana, so that's why he was able afterwards to make his parish. So it's in other words that in order for the Ramban to come to where he got, he had to come on first to Rashi.
Right.
And then in the next Adayatis, and the next Adayatis, this Mashiach.
Uh-huh.
So it means that all this Scha, that all the others did, go back to the ones before them, all the way back to Rashi too.
Uh-huh.
So Rashi has the schav, all those who in the future days is Mashiach, that they're Mechadish, because he did it.
Even though they might have argued with him.
Right. And so this he was saying, the Indian from the printing of the Ramban, that in a certain way that he got the Shver gets the Schusim, that other people now can learn Ramban.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He brought it, tied it into the puzzle.
Yeah.
And fakir chas v'shalom oichet, you know, b'tayi v'adrabe.
Yeah.
I remember. Oh, yeah. But you were there by Levi, if you remember, I don't know, at that time, they said there was
a drought. It was a drought.
Right.
I know, I was involved, of course. I remember distinctly, I told somebody on the way back from the Levaya, I told him, "You know something? Tonight it's going to rain." Uh-huh. So the guy looked at me, "You're crazy. It rained for 3 days, you remember."
Yeah, yeah.
Without a stop.
But you know what happened?
Yeah, they put a shmata or something.
That's what they tell us.
Yeah, but I didn't know that till I came back to America 2 years later. I just said, this is going to do it.
What did you think? Why did you think it's not going to do it?
I didn't know about it. I just said the fact that they put him there, because I knew about the drought, and I'm very concerned about the drought, and then on the way back, I told a friend of mine, I said, you know, because this tzaddik is here, it's going to rain tonight, and it did.
you looked at it because he's there.
Right. I didn't know about the right, but I don't know about this segula, but later they told me there was a segula.
Yeah. And this is the amount that I can remember.
Not more than that. No other incidents or impressions. Okay. Could you say something about what you were left with by being by him? What is the Yerusha, so to speak? What are you left? What's the legacy, they say in English?
Well, I can tell you
personally.
I'm very far from it, but
personally.
But what makes a
how does it change your life?
Person, what it means to be Eingetan and Lenin and say Holkachan and Lenin and Mishmashiach and the Das and what it means. I'm saying that I'm very far from it, but I mean the impression, what it means. What it means. Uh-huh. And so the Feibelson here lives here in Mumsy.
Yeah.
He one time says, he said, he was talking to other people, he didn't know that I was he didn't know that I was there and that I had known the Rosh Hashiva too.
Yeah.
But he was talking to people, he says, said, Rachmanas of Eich. What is Rachmanas of Eich? As yet came on his Gizen, with this meant, Rein Eingetun and Lenin. When you see it, at least you have
an inspiration.
And you know, yeah, you know what it is like. But on the other hand, it's very scary that it's the phalanxes, the month of Florence. If you did see it, you know, if I was bistel as I.
But he changed a lot of people's attitude in general till this day, and it's still going on.
Yeah.
That's the reason why, it's one reason why I'm doing this, because I saw the phenomenon that he created, and I said, this is something like a tremendous thing.
Yeah.
So he changed everything around. It's like a malach.
These were the words of Rabbi Levi Glatzer on the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal.